when we last talked, you kind of informed us about everything that's happening here, and one of the things you talked about yesterday that I thought was interesting as a follow-up story is, you know, all the work that has already been done at the existing sites. Just can you tell me a little bit about, at this point, what FutureGen knows will happen with the existing sites? Can we just start off and talk about any idea what's going to happen at the Maridosha site at this point?
So, at the Maridosha site, really since last spring, we've had a number of early construction activities ongoing. A fairly significant effort related to rerouting of high voltage transmission lines to prepare the site for construction. Demolition of some existing structures, excavation, installation of a chimney foundation, which is fairly significant since it sits on piers that are go into the earth about 60 feet. We've done some underground utility works, things like large diameter water lines. So, assuming that the project does not find a path to go to full construction, that site will be reclaimed, and certainly it will be well positioned to be a development site for other types of ventures in the future. The asset owners at the site for those items I mentioned would be a combination of the Department of Energy, Ameren, and the Alliance, and we'll work out through a negotiation what the ultimate disposition of that the physical property that remains there is. Probably over the next 2 months, I would guess, we'll determine that.
So I guess, is it basically the plan is to, I mean, not to put it so crudely, but to basically tear it down and sell the scraps and move on? Or, I mean, is that, am I in the ballpark with that?
I would actually say it's something quite different. I mean, most of our work to date has been about, as I said, demolition of some existing warehouses, leveling of ground, relocation of utilities to make Maridosha a better site upon which to develop in an industrial project. So we don't have, there's probably nothing significant there that we will tear down or tear out, but rather we'll reclaim the site, grade it such that it's suitable for future use. And since Ameren is the primary site owner, they'll make any final decisions about the disposition of the existing Maridosha power plant. Well, they choose to redevelop that or demolish it is actually separate and apart from the FutureGen project itself.
Right. I guess we'll just kind of, you know, move down the line here and kind of similar questions again. The question is, you know, what's going to be done with it? And let's move on to the land that's been successfully negotiated with FutureGen. What happens next with that land that's been secured?
So in the case of pipeline easements, where we've completed a transaction with a local landowner to acquire an easement, if we haven't already, we'll follow through on the completion of that transaction, and ourselves, the Alliance, and the Department of Energy would then share in ownership of that easement and would have a discussion about what the ultimate disposition of it would be. That conversation, again, would happen over the next 2 months, roughly. In the case where we may have been in the process of acquiring an easement, but we had not come to an agreement with the landowner, in those cases, we won't actually acquire the easement, so the landowner would still retain full ownership. As you move to the storage site, we have a couple of surface properties, and we'll be making decisions about how we would reclaim those. One of the properties is where our main injection site was going to be, whether we use that for a future purpose or it's ultimately retained by the Department of Energy is something we'll determine with DOE. In the case of things like public road upgrades, culverts, drainage systems, rural water infrastructure that connects both our sites to, as well as some of the local homeowners to the rural water district system. Those are all installed, and we would transfer the title associated with that property to the relevant road district, water district, to the extent it already hasn't. And so the benefits of those upgrades will stay with the community.
Looking for small silver linings here, and obviously you guys are concerned about other things. But that's good for people in that area, right?
Right. I mean, it's a small silver lining, no question about it. Everybody, ourselves included, would have preferred to see the project as a whole move forward.
Right.
In terms of the subsurface rights, in those cases where we have a signed agreement with the landowner, we've exercised an option, but we haven't yet closed, we will follow through with that closing to fulfill our commitment. If we have an option agreement for subsurface rights that we have not yet exercised, that's something that the Department of Energy has directed us to allow to expire. So in that case, we would not follow the transaction through to a final financial closing.
And I guess you might have mentioned it, but in terms of acreage, how much land was secured, and how much did you still have to go, I guess?
We had ownership control over the roughly 4,000 acres that is in the EPA permitted storage area. And then in addition to that, we had about that much again in a buffer zone surrounding the permitted storage site. If you wanted exact numbers on
how much we owned
outside the storage site, I'd need to dig those up for you.
No, rough estimates will do. That's fine. So I guess then we will move on to the storage site itself. You kind of talked about this yesterday, just to kind of go back and talk about the work that has been done again. And also, again, the same question, which is, what becomes of this? And I know this is something the Department of Energy talked a little bit about yesterday, but if you have any insight on, again, what's going to be done with the work that's already been done in northeastern Morgan County at that site.
Yeah, so there's been a tremendous amount of geologic characterization work. We do have an existing geologic characterization well that goes down nearly a mile, and we also have installed a fairly large gravel pad that could be used as a site for additional wells that could provide supplemental characterization should DOE want to use the site for some other purpose. I have seen references in the press to DOE's desire to preserve that site for future use, but I don't have specific insight into what their plans are. certainly, if they do have future plans, it will be important for them to direct us to retain as much of the subsurface rights as possible.
Right. Yeah, and again, talking to them a little bit about that on Tuesday, and just kind of their indication was their overall interest in the geologic aspect of that area.
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, it's very unique to have this large an area, all kind of in a cohesive, under cohesive ownership, and you know, it's the nation's first EPA permitted storage site. I've heard it referred to by DOE as a national treasure, and whatever the department decides to do with that, we'll certainly cooperate with them on that, but I hope they seek to get as much value out of that as possible, and you know, respect the fact that a lot of the community was very supportive of trying to make the project go forward, and we would like to see the community get as much value as possible out of what has been accomplished to date.
Okay, a couple of quick final questions, and one, you might have already explained this, but with that storage site, the property itself, where the characterization well has been drilled, again, who, I guess in terms of property ownership, who is it, the Department of Energy that owns that then?
So the geologic characterization well is on a leased site from a local landowner. So the local landowner continues to own the site. The Alliance has a long-term lease, and the well itself would be jointly owned by the Department of Energy and the Alliance. And again, we'll need to make a decision over the next couple months on whether we keep that well open for, you know, the purpose of you know, research and or monitoring of the Morgan County geology, or alternatively, if a decision is made to close that well, we have a financial obligation to close it up and ensure that the site is restored to its original farmland condition.
And I guess the final question then would be, and this is obviously small pennies compared to everything else, but the Jacksonville downtown location for Futuregen, I guess it's just a matter of time before, obviously, that site is no longer an office for Futuregen?
That would be correct, although we will certainly keep the Jacksonville office open in order to at least for some number of months. You know, we have an obligation, in my mind, to the community to close the project out in a very orderly way. We're certainly also always looking at alternatives, and should we have some fortunate developments, it might change our thinking for the better. But we don't plan on closing the doors any day soon.
Okay, very good. Anything else that you would like to add?
No, I just appreciate you following the project, and maybe I will add, we just really appreciated the leadership within Morgan County, Jacksonville, Meredosia. You know, these projects are always complex. I realize it's a big disappointment, but if you're a community that likes to look forward to the future, you need to try to sometimes swing for the fences at the big opportunities, as well as pursue other types of economic development opportunities, and we again certainly appreciate that the community was willing to take that swing.
Thank you very much for that follow-up interview, and we'll talk to you again.
All right, thanks a lot, Jim. Okay.